set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
You know, Matt, folks that choose the Tiny Shutter Podcast for their advertising needs sure are happy.
How happy are they?
Happier than a stormtrooper that's found the droids he's looking for.
Rubbish!
All right.
I'm not giving it to you.
Come on. All right.
There you go.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
We are back this week and very excited to have a super special guest with us. He is one of the three men behind the very popular new app called DualPic. His name is Colby Nelson. How are you today, Colby?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Doing spectacular.
Thank you for coming on the show. We are we're going to run through my one brief news item today, and then we will jump into our special of the day, which is chatting about DualPic.
Sounds good.
So I was going to skip this news item, but I figured since there wasn't any other news, it would be might as well mention it. You guys know we got tired of iPhone 5 rumors over the course of the summer because there was nothing but iPhone 5 rumors in the news.
I missed them so much.
I know. So
if
now
there was only more.
So now what we get is iPhone 5S rumors. There's a news source over in China that is reporting that Apple is looking for pre-production of an iPhone 5S as early as December, with possible production of the iPhone 5S by early 2013 and possible early summer release of an iPhone 5S.
The only way this can work out, in my opinion, is if they work out some special deals with the carriers to allow people to upgrade earlier.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you get plenty of people that are still hanging out on the iPhone 4, or people that have gone and that were on the 4S and didn't go to the iPhone 5 and may be ready. What's curious to me is why they would jump into it so quick. And with rumors like this already starting, what are we, two and a half months out of the release of the iPhone 5? It's just actually, the iPhone 5 is actually just now getting out to China, right?
Right.
So rumors like this start hitting, that's going to kill iPhone 5 sales.
I don't think so. I think anybody who was going to buy them already, the majority have already bought it.
Yeah.
But I think what we're seeing, the only logical thing for me, in my opinion, is a June release again. Maybe they'll ramp things up for that time period.
Right. Well, they might go back to that. That's when the 4 came out, if you remember.
Right. But then again, I don't think we could use logic in this case because they refreshed the iPad already. So
actually, and it's one of the rumors I read actually mentioned another iPad mini would be kind of a possibility as well. So Matt, you might want to think about holding off on that iPhone 5 for a little bit.
Well, with all the issues with it, I am seriously considering that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm kind of glad I didn't upgrade with all the stuff that's going on.
It's crazy. All right, folks, let's move into today's special. Today's special is, obviously we mentioned we have Colby Nelson on, and we're going to chat about a new app that has come out, and I don't know when it was released, but I found out about it this weekend from a Postagram post. I think it was on Instagram where Doc Pop had done a video about this particular app, and so I went and checked it out and immediately texted the boys, and we started battling each other. And so let's start with this, Colby. Why don't you give us a little bit of background about you and the company and the app?
Okay. So about me, I am a diehard Apple fanboy through and through. I got my first Macintosh computer is a third generation iMac with a swivel screen. It was awesome.
Oh, I remember those things. Those are the best looking desk lamps ever.
Yeah, they're really good, and that's kind of what hooked me. And since then, you know, I've been very, very much a diehard. So, of course, once the iPhone came out, I was all about that. You know, got the first gen. Pretty much have had every generation since then. So since I was such a diehard, I of course became infatuated with the whole app scene, and always thought it'd be fun to develop an app. So, you know, everyone's got their kind of pet app project. Every single person's got some sort of app idea that, you know, they want to pursue. So I'd always been, you know, kind of writing mine down, you know, pursuing them to a certain degree, but never really followed through with anything. And then actually one day my brother and I, his name's Braden, we were at my grandparents' house and we were kind of bored. This was right after Instagram had launched, and we were both on that, really, really liked Instagram and the whole mobile photography scene. And so we were kind of bored at my grandparents' house, and we're like, well, let's have a competition. Let's take a picture. It has to be something inside our grandparents' house, and we'll both post it on Instagram, and whoever gets the most likes wins. And so we did that, but he had like 3,000 followers on Instagram, and I had like a couple hundred. So of course his like blew mine out of the water in terms of likes. I was like, dang, that sucks. My picture was way better. And then I was like, well, this could be a really cool app idea. And so I kind of just started pursuing it, you know, didn't really find anything out there. We got together with our third co-founder, John, who actually coded and built the app for us. And he's just is a maestro when it comes to app development. So getting hooked up with him was awesome. We just love the mobile photography space. We are avid mobile photographers ourselves. We just thought that building an app like this would be fun for a lot of people, most of which was ourselves.
Nice.
So I'll start off with the questions first, and I'll just go right into my home run question. Has Zynga contacted you yet?
Zynga has not contacted us yet.
At this point, I think he can approach Zynga. How much change do you have in your pocket?
They're not doing that bad. So go ahead. Who's got the next question?
Why limit the app to just Instagram? I'm actually curious about that. I love the fact that you're doing head-to-head with Instagram, but are you going to branch out into things like Flickr or maybe just your own personal library with the dual pick app?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We started with Instagram just because, you know, that was, you know, was the most popular social kind of photo app out there. Mm-hmm. But also, in terms of development, using the Instagram API, it was just simplest for us. And so we kind of made this version one as kind of a minimum viable product. And so we wanted to test our idea, you know, with mobile photographers. And so we just kind of piggybacked off of Instagram's API. But definitely in our upcoming version, we're going to have Instagram will just be one of the ways that you can upload photos. You'll be able to do your camera roll, you know, Facebook photos, anywhere that you have photos, pretty much you'll be able to upload it to.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I mentioned kind of in the beginning, I don't know how long the app's been out. When did you guys hit the store? How long have you been around?
So we launched, our official launch date was like late September, September 28th, I think it was. So just a few months ago, we haven't been around that long.
Okay. Cool. And what was the reception like so far?
You know, it's been great. Actually, it's been really surprising in the best way possible. You know, it helped that, you know, we had kind of embedded ourselves in this mobile photography community. My brother, of which is very active in it, and, you know, we went to like the, I don't know if you guys heard of the 1197 conference that happened last year in San Francisco. It's all about mobile photography. We went to that, and so that really helped kind of being engulfed in that community. Cool. Which is at that conference is where we met Doc Pop, and so when we told him about the app, he was playing it and liked it, and so that's how he.
Very cool. I was going to ask you, since you're out there in that scene, it almost seemed like you must know him.
yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
We met him at that. Super nice guy.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
Do you plan on rolling this out for Android users?
Yeah, I think if once
because
it makes
we have
sense,
two listeners. No, we have three listeners, three Android listeners now.
Three diehard, I like it.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love to eventually. Of course, we kind of want to work out all the features and bugs and potential issues on the iPhone, since that's where we start and that's where our expertise is. But definitely as things get growing and continue moving forward, I could definitely see us moving to the Android platform for sure.
Sweet.
Do you have so you mentioned that you guys are already looking at your next update. Do you have a kind of running list of things you're looking to tackle in that update?
Yes, for sure. One of the best things, one of the coolest things that I've kind of been a part of since this is launched is just seeing how many people love sharing their feature ideas with us, which has been really cool. And of course, we have our own ideas too, but it's awesome hearing from the actual, mass of people who are using it. So definitely a lot of feature ideas, some of which is, like I said, the upload photos from different places. We're going to implement kind of a point system, so you can actually earn points for winning duels and the like. And then something that we're really excited about is there's going to be an opportunity where brands are able to have kind of like these sponsored duels. And as a user, you can join these sponsored duels. And then you have a chance to, like, when it's like the category could be, whatever the brand wants. And then you can enter this competition and actually win something from that brand with your photo, through the photo competition.
Very cool.
I'm going to get so much free stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. For you bastards that keep winning. I have a bug to report, actually. I keep losing all my matches.
My bug, I keep... I don't know what's the deal.
I hope you could fix it in 2.0.
So, Colby, you kind of touched on it a little bit, and the app is free, so revenue is always one of those questions that kind of enters at least some of our minds, and the sponsored duels is kind of one of the ways you're thinking about it.
Yeah, definitely sponsored duels is one of the routes we're exploring. Obviously, we have the banner ads right now, which is fine and does bring in some revenue right now.
Have you done any beta with the sponsored stuff?
We are kind of just entering that phase right now, actually.
It seemed like, and I think Mark picked up on it too. It seemed like I saw one that might have been sponsored by Nike.
By Nike?
Yeah, or Nike.
Nike, it's pronounced Nike.
Sorry.
Somebody's trying to be cute.
No, we're still building out that feature. We are working with some brands who are interested in being one of the first brands to do the sponsored duels, but nothing official yet.
Cool. I think that part of your early success may have a little bit to do, and this might just be silly, but may have a little bit to do with the fact that you're tied on to Instagram, and Instagram has such a thriving community.
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. I mean, it's great. Some of the, most influential people that have used DualPic found out about it through Instagram, people sharing about DualPic specifically on Instagram, which is pretty cool because it's not always the most like conducive way to find things, like it doesn't link, you can't link out of Instagram necessarily, unless in a profile. That's been really cool. And I definitely would say that's been what's helped our success so far. But at the same time, I think it's also, if we just stayed with Instagram, it could be limiting as well.
Sure, definitely.
I would like to add something apart from sharing that I cry myself to sleep tonight because I lose every single match. The first thing I thought of when I saw this is the sponsored duel is cool, but have you thought of adding tournaments, sponsored tournaments.
Yes. You mean where, like, it's just one tournament, not necessarily attached to a brand?
Well, like, say, for example, a Tiny Shutter tournament.
Yeah. No, that's that's actually how those sponsored duels would work, is it essentially be a giant bracketed tournament.
Sweet. That'd be awesome.
Very cool. Before I start offering all my suggestions, do you have a system in place for folks who have an idea that would like to put in a feature request?
Yeah, I mean, they could email me directly, colby@dualpick.com. We have a support@dualpick.com email address as well. Either of those would be great. We'll get them and add them to our list. We love hearing from people.
Very cool. That is awesome.
Is there a? I know I'm hogging the mic. Does anybody else have a question before I go again? Okay. Is there a reason? Part, to be honest with you, it might sound weird, but I really, it's enjoyable for me to go through and vote, and I like. I don't know if it's because just it gives me an opportunity to peruse the pictures and give them a little bit more of a discerning eye. Is there a reason why I can't just keep going and going and going with voting? It shuts me down after a certain point.
Yeah, the reason is because you've voted for all of the current duels that are out there. So, you know, that will, you know, just hopefully grow exponentially as our user base continues to grow. And then also right now, the way that a winner is determined is based on number of votes. So as we kind of, you know, up the number of votes, depending on how many users are using it, at the current time. So, the more votes that happen, you know, the sooner that votes complete, or duels rather complete, and then, the less duels there are to vote on.
Interesting. And
well, I've been talking about this now because you just answered all my questions.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I forgot what it was. I had a question. Oh, I have a question that sort of piggybacks off of Keith's question, which is when I'm voting, maybe in a future version, would I be able to skip a duel if I don't want to vote on it?
Yeah, definitely. We've ran into some issues, thankfully not very many, but where, you know, somebody puts like an inappropriate picture or something, it's just downright like uncomfortable to vote on, or for whatever other reason, you don't want to vote on the current duel. Yeah, we'll definitely be having a skip feature.
Excellent. Cool. I enjoy it like immensely, and I think that there's kind of a few different types of people out there, and there's those kinds that are like Mark who get really all whiny and cry about losing their duels. And then there's folks like me who use it as a growing experience and a learning experience. And so I actually enjoy it for that.
You bastard.
For the record, I'm more like Mark. I've hardly lost, so I haven't had much opportunity to whine.
Assholes, all of you.
but what I do wonder is if there's an opportunity for people to. This is one of the things that I kind of mentioned to Mark and Matt while we were chatting about it, is that instead of having loser next to the person, you could just have winner next to the winner, and then there doesn't need to be anything next to the loser.
You know what? That is literally our most requested feature change.
No kidding.
That's because I emailed you 100 times.
Seriously, people apparently, I've learned quickly, hate being called a loser.
Jeez, I don't know why.
Winner, hate being called a loser, which, I mean, totally makes sense. I hate it too, especially when they share it on, you know, on Twitter or Facebook or something. That hurts. So yeah, we're definitely exploring some different options other than loser. Yeah, it might be as simple as just not having anything, just be a winner.
Excellent.
Winner, you know?
That was actually Mark's suggestion, was just to not have anything. You, obviously, loser would be implied if you're not the winner.
I had ample experience.
Catherine in the focus group has a question. She has she's chosen a particular theme for the duel, and she's uploaded a picture that is completely outside of that theme, and she'd like to know if she could have an option to change the photo after she's made this mess up.
If she is able to forfeit the duel before the other person responds to it, if she's the one who created it, then it would just decline the duel and go to completed duels without counting as a loss or a win for the other person. That's the kind of temporary fix right now. If she was the person who had received the duel and she had already submitted her photo, then there's nothing to be done.
Oh, it looks like it's the one against the default duel pick. Darn, I just had my big question on tap here, and it jumped my brain real quick.
Anybody? I'm officially up to 17 losses.
Oh, wow. 17. I think you're beating me. My wins are lower than 17, I think. So here's the question that I had. The random opponents is obviously a nice feature, but I've gotten more not plays from random opponents as opposed to actual bouts with them. And so my thought was something like to put a random bout out there and somebody else could kind of reel it in, as opposed to having it go to somebody automatically and never getting an answer off of it.
Yeah, that's also one of the bigger issues we've had. And I think kind of what's caused that is, you know, we had a large influx of people who are interested in the app, you know, when we first launched and got some press coverage, and maybe they weren't exactly into it for whatever reason, and then they're getting random dueled and not responding, or they just turned off their push notifications and aren't aware of it.
Sure.
One of the ways that we plan on fixing that is we'll probably build some kind of like nudge feature, you know, to kind of help, you know, encourage them to respond to the duel, which wouldn't be very helpful if they don't have notifications turned on.
I would rather have them lose the duel if they don't respond. That way, yeah,
Mark's trying to bump his ratio.
And then the way that we're going to fix that is kind of change the algorithm of the random function, where right now it's basically it chooses any other user that's not you. So pretty broad. So we're going to change it to where it's more specific to active users, and then also put some sort of time limit on, like if they don't respond within, you know, X amount of time, then it's like an automatic forfeit or something like that.
Cool. I didn't want to spend the whole show with feature requests. So what I do want to do what's that?
Love it. I love hearing about it.
Well, we're very passionate about this app. This is one of the few apps that, like, literally, we just been spending the whole weekend playing around with it. Most of my weekend has been spent doing this.
Lose.
That's been my theme song lately. but we love the app. We
it's such a great idea, because you know these social kind of back and forth games, like you know, Words with Friends or Draw Something, all these kinds of things really kind of get good momentum going, and when you get one that has a good hook to it, it's really kind of limitless as far as potential goes. And I really kind of think you've got something that has, I mean, you've got us hooked. I mean, the only thing right now I'm looking for is to get to that point where I have more friends and people I know to play with, as opposed to, like, when I first started Words with Friends, I was playing with random people. And then as the app got, you know, as the app kind of caught on, I was playing with friends and people that I knew, and it was that much more socially engaging for me. And I think that, you know, this is well on its way to being there, and I think that that's awesome.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, I love hearing that.
I just got a duel from Catherine. So... Colby, was there anything that you wanted to toss out there as far as the app goes? I'm going to hit you up later for a focus point too, but I mean, as far as dual pick goes that we haven't touched on yet.
As I kind of mentioned, you know, this kind of first version was, you know, it tested our hypothesis, if you will, of, you know, do people other than ourselves want something like this? And obviously talking to you guys and talking to, you know, the other people who have voiced their opinion, you know, it's definitely something that a lot of people are interested in. So we're, you know, staying crazy busy trying to build all these new features. I would say to just, you know, keep an eye out for us. You know, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and definitely download the app if you haven't. We're going to just continue to innovate and add features and listen to what people are saying, and continue to build upon, you know, kind of this base that we've already established.
Very cool. All right, guys, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to move into this week's post pick of the week.
Sounds like a plan.
Cool. That's just so everybody knows. I know he didn't sound too excited, but it's Matt's week for the post pick of the week.
No, I am excited. I'm sorry. I ran out of beer, and that's never a good
moment. Oh.
I actually have music for you for that. It works.
I definitely have a post pick of the week. This week, the photo is by the username The Traveling Kitty.
Oh, and this is awesome.
You are so lucky. I was going to choose that for next week. Man.
Well, here's what I think about post pick of the week. I think you should keep it within the previous week. So basically, I only scrolled through the pictures between now and what was posted like last
Agreed.
Yeah. So in any case, I ended up going through all the pictures, and there was a whole bunch that I looked at that were really great, but I ended up coming back to this one because it just amused the living heck out of me. It's a photo of a cat on a leash, and it's sitting in the high desert with a backdrop of these rocky mountains in the background. And I don't know why, but I just think that's totally awesome if you could have a cat on a leash outdoors. And this kind of fulfilled like everything that I was looking for in a photo, but really I didn't think it was possible. I love photos that make me laugh a little bit. And I also like scenic pictures. If any of you follow me on Instagram, you know that's pretty much all I do is the scenic stuff. I really like that stuff, and this fulfills everything. It's this grand mountain landscape. It's the Sandia Mountains outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and this cat just chilling there like it's no big deal, like that's where it's supposed to be. And it's definitely house and the whole thing. It's kind of like a juxtaposition. It's like, you know, you look at it and you're just wondering, how is this house cat just relaxed sitting out in the desert like that? It's a very cool picture. I really like it.
Nice.
Excellent choice. The travel kitty is a guy named Ted, and the cat is Pikachu, and they spend the year bicycling across USA for animal shelters, and that's their story. So that's pretty awesome.
That is cool.
So I will put Travel Kitty's picture up on today's or this episode's post if you want to take a check out on that particular picture. And also you can follow The Traveling Kitty on Instagram. And if you would like to be Tiny Shutter's post pick of the week, make sure you use the hashtag Tiny Shutter, and you have the opportunity. Next week it'll be me who's choosing. All right. Let's move into this week's focus points, and I'm going to start with you this week, Mark.
I have nothing. No, I kid. The one app that I have that I'm still currently testing, but right now has a great interface, is something that Kristen Garn had suggested. She's in our focus group, and it's an app called Mosaic. And this is a very simple, elegant bookmaking app where the cover has this nice mosaic of 20 photos that you've taken, whether it's through Instagram or whether it's through your other photo libraries. And then the following pages are just one photo per page. It's a 7x7 album. And I have ordered an album, so I'm going to review the product itself later. But right now it's a very, 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 very simple app to use, very elegant. Makes the photos look really nice, and the book quality is supposed to be really good too. You're basically ordering a 7x7 album.
Cool.
So, yeah. So thank you, Kristen.
Very cool. I'll go next, and mine is kind of a self-promotional kind of pick of the week, focus point. And so this week, I launched another theappwhisperer.com mobile shorts Tiny Shutter Advantage. So if you want to check that out, it's over on theappwhisperer.com. And I'll give you a little snippet of what I did in there. And basically, it's an Instagram tip built on, if you remember a while back, I mentioned one of Joseph Ferreira's tips, which is using Square Ready. Joseph's one of the guys in our focus group, and Square Ready is an app that you can use to prep your pictures, your non-square pictures, for Instagram. And basically what you can do is stick your non-square picture on a white background, and it'll go into Instagram seamlessly without those horrible black bars. So the next tip on top of that is, if you get a shot, say, of a sunset, is the first thing that comes to my mind, where you can really kind of darken your foreground and basically kind of black out your foreground, and you have the beautiful sunset or sunrise in the distance. You can take that black foreground, darken it up in Photo Toaster, and then you can go into Square Ready, and instead of putting it on a white background, you put it on a black background. And then when you go into Instagram, you'll have a square photo, but it'll look like you have extended your foreground, basically. So you still have your horizontal picture, but now you have it, but now it's square because basically you've extended your foreground with black. And if none of that's making sense, that's cool, because you can go over to theappwhisperer.com and check out this week's Tiny Shutter Advantage. All right.
Awesome.
And Matt, you're next.
Yes. So I haven't really played with a whole lot of new stuff this past week. I would say the last few days it's been obsessing over Dual Pick.
awesome.
But one app that I did download to my phone and I've been playing with a bunch this week, it's not really about taking or editing pictures. It's more about looking at pictures, and that's the NASA app. And someone that we know mentioned this app, and for the life of me, I can't remember who or what context I saw it mentioned in. But in any case, it's a pretty cool app if you're into space at all, or like looking at astrophotography. It's a great app. It's a free app. There's a bazillion photos on it to look at, and it covers everything from, you know, nebulas and galaxies and pictures of the moon and stuff like that, to photos from the Mars rover and the International Space Station and all that kind of stuff.
The person who suggested this, was it me?
I don't think so.
Because this was my post pick of the week. not post pick of the week. This was my pick a while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
it seems like we're always picking on Matt with his focus point. I swear to God.
Well, I don't think we've ever talked about this on this show.
Really?
It sounds new to me, Matt.
Because I use that for my background here. I don't know if you can see the galaxy.
I'm enjoying stuff. What I'm saying.
Oh, you know what? It was on the lens wipe. Never mind.
So there you go.
Carry on.
Take it back.
I take it back. I will give myself this again.
So the app's got like a ton of different features and whatnot, but one of the other things that's cool, if you're into astrophotography and you kind of want to know what's going on, it's got some like lunar schedules and whatnot that'll help you out with figuring out what to photograph and when. And if you want to see stuff like different satellites or the International Space Station, it gives you kind of like a map and a schedule of when it would pass over your location. So a bunch of cool things, and it's free. It's a good way to kill some time if you're bored.
It sounds like they really beefed it up since the last time I used the app. I got to re-download this. Yeah, the great news. Is this one of those apps where you can hold it up to the sky and it'll kind of use your compass to show you where everything is?
No, it doesn't do that.
Planets will do that for you, though. Very cool.
Okay.
All right, Colby, you're on the hook now, and you can't you can't choose dual pick.
Dang it. Actually, I do have one. Actually, John, who is my co-founder, one of the co-founders of Dual Pick, he showed me this app, and I've been playing around with it recently. It's pretty cool. I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this yet, but it's called Cinegram. It's kind of like set up in a Instagram format where you follow, you know, your friends or people, and there's a list that you scroll through, but instead of just traditional, you know, stagnant photos, it's GIFs, animated GIFs. And so it's really cool. And the way that you can create these GIFs is super simple. It's just like as if you would with Instagram, in that you capture something, and then the way that it works is once you've captured, you know, a few seconds of something, you actually draw with your finger what action or movement you want to remain the same. And then you post it and you can share it everywhere, and including the feed within the app. And it's just really cool. There's a lot of like funny little GIFs or really artistic ones. And you can also apply some filters and stuff, which is cool. But I've been playing around with that recently and having a lot of fun with it.
Very nice. Cool. Very
cool. Is it free, you said?
Yeah, it's free to download. It's called Cinegram, Cinemagram, Cinemagram, Cinemagram.
Nice.
It's really fun. It's cool.
Very cool. All right. I think that brings us to a close. So I'm going to start out with you, Colby. If you let everybody know where they can find out more information about you and obviously Dual Pick, that'd be cool.
Okay. So I'm on Twitter at Colby_Nelson, which you could always find me there. And again, my email is Colby@dualpick.com. And then you can always go to dualpick.com, which is just a basic landing page, but you can go there to get a direct link to the App Store to download Dual Pick if you haven't yet.
And are you on Instagram?
Yes, I am on Instagram. Same username, except without the underscore. So just Colby Nelson, all one word.
Cool.
Definitely follow me there as well. And Dual Pick is also on Instagram at Dual Pick.
Excellent. Excellent.
And then I guess real quick, I should also shout out to my other co-founders who are also on all of those things, but specifically Instagram. My brother, Braden Nelson, that's his username, all one word. And then our developer, John, his username is Freethinka with two A's on the end.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Two A's. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, you guys can all find my shattered remains of my dignity on twitter.com/mostlymarcus. You can find me on Instagram with the username LensWipe. And if you are using DualPick, find me, use the username LensWipe. Duel me for an easy win.
Hey, nice.
Enough sad music.
Oh, that's awesome. Go ahead, Matt. And Matt has left the building.
Has he?
Maybe he's got the cough button.
I'm here.
Yay. Oh, there he is.
Dang you button.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yep, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter, both at mhoffmanphoto.
Excelente. And you can find me, as always, on Instagram, Keith_Tharp. Remember, all of this information and more is at tinyshutter.com, where you can find links and information from today's show. Make sure you head over to facebook.com/the... I almost said the lens wipe. facebook.com/tinyshutter, and make sure you head over and pick up Dual Pick. It is awesome, and if I hadn't mentioned it already, remember, you have a advertising opportunity here at Tiny Shutter. The brand new support or become a sponsor page on Tiny Shutter is really awesome. I spent a lot of time putting that together, so go check it out, and we'll see you next week, folks.
Nick, don't forget twitter.com/tinyshutter.
Oh, right, that one too. I forgot about that. And #TinyShutter on Instagram. Thank you very much, folks. We'll see you next week. See you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Come on, that's the way we have to end the show. With I the love it. Proper ending.
It's beautiful.
There we go.
I'm crying for you, Mark.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Keith, your black and white photo beat mine.
I know, I just got the notice while we were chatting. I got a whole bunch of Dual Pick notices while we were chatting.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's see what my loss rate is.
Hey, you know, Matt, folks that choose to... Shit, I knew I was going to get up.
Oh. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
You know, Matt, folks that choose to... why can't I...
Do we have to do the rehearse thing?
Damn it. This is so weak. And today we are excited to have a super special guest on the show. And if I were prepared, I'd be a better host. I know. Colby, I don't know what your last name is.
Nelson.
God.
Colby Nelson.
You spent all that time trying to get that bit going.
That stupid freaking bit, and I can't...
It sounded really good.
Don't give that to him.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.